Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Are you serious?
Hello, welcome to another episode of How to Kill an Hour, Marcus Brunzi.
Sean, I just saw that little bit of fluff on your microphone and I was like, I hope you realise that because it's going to annoy me every time.
And this is the show where Sean and I talk about fluffy microphone tips, and also search across the internet far and wide for some funny jokes, for some memes, for some stories, and also talk about how we've been killing little bits of time. But first things first, inside.
Wonderful.
How you doing, bro? That's how you know you're good friends. You just say no words.
Sounds like the how the Sims used to interact.
Yeah. That was my one at school, innit? I was like, you know what I'm saying? So this is the show where Sean and I do just that, man. We bust some jokes, talk about the internet, find out some ways that we've been killing time. I kind of alluded to a watery, actual techie bit of stuff that we're doing. I will talk more about it in the next episode that we record. If I don't drown myself. But before we get into that, Sean, I just want to say I've now become that guy that prefers filtered water. I'm now tasting the difference between tap water and bottled water.
You've reached that point.
I've spoiled it now for myself more than anyone else. Because before I was ignorant. It was tap water, schmap water, bottled water, schmottled water. I shower, whatever. Now I'm feeling the difference, bro. I'm worried now. I'm going to try and get some sort of filtered water in a washing situation. And now I will not be unable to shower in the hard water that is the UK climate of our moisture that comes out.
I was literally having this conversation the other day where you only notice it really when you go abroad. And like, I don't know how it is, but because I've got straight-ish slash wavy hair.
Yeah.
If I go and I shower abroad, I'm like, yo, why does my hair feel so different? Compared, like, do you know what I mean? And it's literally how hard our water is here, isn't it? Compared to having it.
Our water is harder than an East End gangster. I'm telling you, mate. Which sounds cool, isn't good for your pipes. So I'm getting into it, man. Like I even said to Sean, the placebo effect of me. I'm even looking at Sean with a filtered glass of water right now and I'm just looking at it thinking it looks so clear.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie, yeah, that looks like it's got a low TDS level.
I know what that means. Total dissolved solids. But I also know that there can be good TDS in it, like minerals and vitamins, and there can be bad TDS. And you don't want to take certain things out of the water, because if you take certain bits of water out, instead of you drinking the water drinks you. Ooh. You dehydrate yourself because you're not inputting the right stuff. So you've got
you don't want to have like massive amounts of fluoride, like in the States, for instance.
Exactly. Get me? You might grow a teeth in your ass. Who knows? Anyway, man, let's crack on with our first bit of the show, which is jokes. Of the
week.
I got a few long ones for you, Sean. I got a few short ones first. Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Me and you, let's go back to back. Let's start this little volley. Right. A man and a woman are alone in a velator. Oh, I said that last week. When I was a kid, my dad got fired from his job as a road worker for theft. I refused to believe he could do such a thing. But when I got home, the signs were all there.
I like that.
Nice little short one to kick it off. Over to you, Sean.
I bought a racehorse today and I called him My Face. I don't care if he wins. I just want to hear a load of posh twat shouting, come on, My Face.
If I had a racehorse, I'm now doing that, bro. And it's My Face coming up the inside. Come on, it's My Face. Right. A woman is holding her little baby in her arms and gets onto a bus. The driver says, damn, that's an ugly baby. The woman is absolutely outraged but says nothing. She tearily walks back to an open seat. Another passenger sees she's upset and asks why. She says, that bus driver was so rude and insulting. The passenger says, hey, why don't you go right back there and give that driver a piece of your mind? In the meantime, I'll hold your dog.
Savage. Oh, that's another short one. When I told my wife our next door neighbour died, she replied, who, Ray? I told her it was way too early to celebrate like that.
Oh, man. One day, at home, a wife is alone and the doorbell rings. She opens it to say hi. It's Tony. One second. Absolutely fluffed it. One day, there's a woman at home. The doorbell rings and she opens it to a guy. The guy says, hi, is Tony home? The wife replies, no, he went to the store, but you can wait here if you want. So they sit down and after a while of silence, the friend says, you know, Sarah, because he obviously knows the wife, you have the greatest fronts I've ever seen. I'll give you $100 if I could just see one. Sarah thinks about it for a second and figures, what the hell? $100. She opens her robe, pops one out for a few seconds and pops it back in. He promptly thanks her and throws $100 on the table. They sit there for a while longer and the guy goes, do you know what? I've got to be honest. That was so amazing. I've got to see both of them. I'll tell you what, I'll give you another $100 if you pop them both out. Sarah's amazed and thinks, flick it. Flick it. Flick it. Sarah's amazed and thinks, fuck it. Why not? He's seen one of them, so she opens the robes and gives him a nice long chance to cop a look. A while later, Tony arrives back. The wife goes to him, you know your friend Chris came over.
Tony thinks for a second and says, did he bring the $200 that he owed me? What was it, Sala?
Tony thinks for it for a second and says, well, did he drop off the $200 he owes me? It's a classic. I butchered that. Sorry. This should be butchering jokes in the week. Your turn, Sean. Oh, man. Let me make an excuse. Oh, yeah. It's too small. Let me just make the font bigger. There we go.
This is a long one.
Yeah, go on.
One day. Idiot. Ah, oh, right. All right, composure.
It's bad to have like infectious dyslexia that just flies around the room, isn't it?
Right. One day at the end of class, little Johnny's teacher asked the class to go home and think of a story to be concluded with the moral of that story. That sounds weird. Right, let me just start again. One day at the end of class, little Johnny's teacher asked the class to go home and think of a story to be concluded with the moral of that story.
Why don't the teacher just to tell them a story which concludes with a moral? Do you think that might be better?
That might be better. I deserve that. The following day, the teacher asked for the first volunteer to tell their story. Can you do the first bit and then I'm going to carry on?
No. You got this. I've got faith in you.
All right. One day, at the end of class, little Johnny's teacher asked the class to go home and think of a story that concludes with a good moral. The following day, the teacher asked for the first volunteer to tell their story. Little Susie raises her hand. My dad owns a farm, and every Sunday we load the chicken eggs on the truck and drive into town to sell them at the market. Well, one Sunday we hit a big bump. All the eggs flew out of the basket onto the road. When the teacher asked for the moral of the story, Susie replied, don't keep all your eggs in one basket. Little Lucy went next. My dad owns a farm too. Every weekend we take the chicken egg, put them in the incubator. Last weekend, only 8 of the 12 eggs hatched. Again, the teacher asked for the moral of the story. Lucy replied, don't count your chickens before they hatch. Next up was little Johnny. My uncle Ted fought in the Vietnam War and his plane was shot down over enemy territory. He jumped out, but before it crashed, he could only take a case of beer, a machine gun, and a machete with him. On the way down, he drank the case of beer. He landed right in the middle of the 100 Vietnamese soldiers. He shot 70 with his machine gun. Then he ran out of bullets, so he pulled out his machete, killed 20 more. Then the blade of his machete broke, so he killed the last 10 with his bare hands. The teacher looked a little shocked. After clearing her throat, she asked what possible moral there could be to this story. Well, Johnny replied, oh, fuck with Uncle Ted when he's been drinking. Oh, that was a bit of a drawn out.
I like that. Right. So a man at a grocery store notices a woman with a 3-year-old in her cart walking around. As they pass the cookie section, the little girl screams for cookies and the mother says, now, missy, we only have a few more hours to go. Don't throw a fit. It won't be long. In the candy aisle, the little girl starts whining even louder for candy. She takes one and puts it into the mother's cart, and the mother calmly puts it back on the shelf and goes, "Come on now, Missy, don't cry. Two more aisles and we'll be checking out." When they get to the checkout counter, the little girl howls for some gum. She once again grabs one, grabs two, and throws them in the cart. Once again, the mother places them back on the shelf calmly and says reassuringly, "Missy, we'll be done in 5 minutes and you can go home and have a bottle and a nice snooze." A man sees all of this and is absolutely stunned by the mother's incredible patience and screaming child and, you know, basically how she handles everything. After what seems like ages, the mother finally checks out. She goes to her car and starts packing everything into the trunk. But the man runs out and stops the woman to compliment her. I couldn't help but notice how patient you were with Missy, he says. She was very annoying and you acted perfectly. The mother says with a smile, "My girl's name is Francine. I'm Missy."
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I like it.
Are you done?
I think I'm done with the jokes. You got any more?
Yeah, I got another one. A young boy says to his father, "Dad, our maths teacher is asking to see you." "What happened?" the father asks. "Well, she asked me what's 7 times 9, and I answered 63. And when she asked me what's 9 times 7, I said, 'What's the fucking difference?'" "Indeed," said the dad. "What is the difference?" "Sure, I'll go into school and talk to her." The next day, the boy comes home from school and says, "Dad, have you gone by the school yet?" Dad says, "Nah, not yet." "Well, when you do, can you also see the gym teacher too?" "Why?" asks the father. "Well, we had gym class today and he asked me to raise my left arm, so I did. Then my right arm, so I did. And then he asked me to lift my left leg, so I did. Now he says, 'Lift your right leg.' So then I said, 'What am I supposed to do? Stand on my cock?" "Exactly," says the father. "All right, I'll head into school when I can." The next day, the boy comes home and says, "Have you gone into school yet, Dad?" "No, not yet. Don't bother. I got expelled," said the son. Surprised, the father asked, "Why'd you get expelled?" "Well, they summoned me up to the principal's office, and sitting there was the maths teacher, the gym teacher, and the art teacher." "What the fuck was the art teacher doing there?" says the dad. "That's what I said," said the son. Sorry.
What's that? I don't even know if that was the punchline. Was that the end of the joke?
I'm sorry, that's horrible, isn't it? That's horrible. All right, let's leave it. Because he said, "What the fuck's the art teacher doing there?" Oh, let's keep it. Time for the next part of the show. Kill him it. Oh man. AB killing some time this week, Sean.
Tired. What have I been doing this week? I spent most of my spare time I spent this week was going and wrecking certain areas, which like for like potential for me to like look for a flat in. That's what I've been doing.
Nice. How was that? Because it's always an arduous task, isn't it?
No, do you know what? It was actually kind of fun.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing it?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Shopping.
Yeah, window shopping. Just what I'm like figuring out. Yeah. It wasn't that painful.
Fucking hell, I should have seen right through that one.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Sorry, let's close the door on that one.
So I just, just went and had a little mosey around certain areas which I wasn't overly, you know, like you can know an area, but then you can like know an area. And this was the thing, right? Initially, I was thinking, oh, I can move further out, further afield from places that I really know. But then I clocked this, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. You can.
Absolutely wrong.
Oh, there we go. That's done. Cool. But you know, like, if I was to, let's say, move to east or to south, and then I was like, oh, this area is nice. But have you clocked in it? Let's say you lived in Kensal Rise. Mm-hmm. You live in and around certain areas of Kensal Rise. Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But you probably don't want to live inside Mozart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in every area, I always say this, in every area, there's a nice bit and a not so nice bit.
And the nice
city.
And the not so nice bit can be one road away.
Literally, round the corner. And I think that's why I think if you want to move to an area, you got to walk the streets. You got to walk the streets.
Believe.
You got to walk in those streets, son. And like, yeah, I've 100%. And you're right. It's fascinating because all over London, even like the green belts and stuff like that, you can have some lovely houses, spin a corner, and you're just in the hood.
I know.
Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. And so you have to kind of know the places intimately, and also there are probably some places where you're like, you're like, if I buy this CRT, I probably don't want to turn left out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, you know, if you're only prone to turn right, then that's fine.
Then you're fine.
Yeah.
You know,
man.
So having a look at some spots, yeah. Just, and it's also interesting to see what you can get and how close you want to be to the hustle and bustle. Are you quite calm to be in like the middle of a residential thing where you don't have a, like, I looked at some places, right, and there was like, I couldn't walk to a corner shop in less than like 15 or 20 minutes. And I'm like, not that I have to, but I'm like, that's like, I don't know, kind of, I don't want to have to drive every, you know, sometimes yeah. You want to, I need to nip out and get some milk or whatever.
If you've got an inkling for some McCoy's crisps.
You've got an inkling for some, very specific example, but
that's what it is,
very,
isn't it?
Relatable.
That's what it is. If you want some McCoy's steak.
I need some grooves.
Some grooves in your chips. You got to go to, yeah, man. So I get that, man, because there's some nice areas where there's nothing around it, which is nice.
Mm.
You got to make sure that you've got McCoy's chips, for example. You got to make sure you've got enough.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, that's true. Stock true. Up. You have to stock up. You have to stock up. So, so if that is the case, then you need a walk-in pantry.
Yes, come on, come on, a walk-in pantry with an actual shop worker in there as well. Living in there, stocking up for you.
I haven't thought about keeping.
You, we were talking about extravagant builds in the last episode. That's what I've had a shop in my house. Jarvis would have a shop in my house.
And also, there's things like I'm not giving up my car.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. So, you know, there's things like that. But also, it's like, you want some outside room? Do you want a little bit of outside room? I'm quite. Do you know what? I'm going to say this, right? I've never realised how much I've wanted a winter garden.
What's a winter garden?
It is like a balcony, but it's enclosed. So you have, so for instance, you can like, you can go and jam in there. It will be like windowed, but then you can like either slide the windows open fully so that you are kind of on a balcony, or you can close them up fully. And then in the winter, you can still enjoy your kind of outside, your outside space.
Is the roof still off it then? So it's like a balcony.
No. So it'll be like a covered balcony.
Yeah.
But then it just turns into like, it turns into like a conservatory.
Okay, like a hot box room.
Like a hot box. But you got the window, yeah, so not
yeah,
so.
Yeah, but if you want to, you can let a little bit out. But yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought about that, winter garden.
Yeah, so I've seen a few of them, but for some reason, those spaces, I'm like, yo, I want to go sit in there.
Nice.
Just want to go and chill in. Like, if it's sunny, it'll be beautiful. If it's raining, it will also be beautiful. You have the rain hitting off the glass. You have like that audible ASMR or whatever it is.
Yeah, ASMR. Yeah, is that?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. There's a specific word, and I can't remember it now. It's not actually a legit word, right? But there was a book that I was bought, and it gives. There are so many words in English that we don't have any specific word for. You can just explain them with a sentence. Yeah. And this guy's taken the time out to create words for literally anything, any fear of anything, any like. So one of them was off the top of my head, I think it's called chrysalism, and it's the sound of rain hitting off like windows or like shelter nice. Thing and enjoying that sound.
So that book could be a bit of a killer bit then, to be honest. Do you know what the name of it?
I'll bring it with me.
It'd be great if you like had all these words in it, but you don't know the name of the book. That's great. Do you not know the name of
I can't remember the book.
I feel like Germans are very good at making specific names. They'll have like Frühlingsschlagenden, which is the name of the sound of rain hitting off a window pane from the east side of your house. Do you know
only
what I mean?
From the east.
Yeah, they've got stuff like that in it.
No,
like.
we do lack quite a lot of descriptive words in English. It's like if you look at the word like love or something in other languages, they'll have like, I think in Arabic you've got like a ton of different words. Yeah. Love for your brother, love for your friend, love for your partner, love for your parents, love for your siblings, all of those, because they are all different, right?
Yeah, 100%, man.
One generalized word for it.
General. But what I'm trying to think, what kind of words? Could we make a word right now on the show for something?
I think we could come up with some. I'm going to bring the book. We can come up with a couple of our own niche ones.
Before the end of this episode, I think we'll have come up with a word.
Yeah,
I just feel like I'm feeling the air. I'm feeling the ether. Or is it really a word? Sorry. You know, you just grab a word out of the air. It's air word. Ether is really there. Sorry. But yeah, man, that's a great killer bit, man.
Do you know what we should make a word for?
What?
When you're not included in the in-joke and you feel awkward because of it.
Throwback to last week's episode. Okay, so.
Throwback to last week's episode. Okay. We could come up with that and be like, do you know what, guys? I'm feeling a little bit.
I'm an out joke. Something like that, innit? I'm feeling a little bit out the loop thing, innit?
So it doesn't have to sound anything like that. It can just be a completely random word, but it could be a point in the future where I'd be like,
I'm flubble topped.
Yo, I'm feeling a little bit flubble topped right now. Like,
yeah.
If you, yeah. Do you mind like explaining like the intro to me?
So I yeah. Like, flubble top's wrong. Sorry. Flubble top feels like it should be, flubble top's something else. I don't know. Flubble top feels like after I've been eating pasta for a few weeks and I just look at the little bit of tummy that goes over my jeans. What's that? I've got a bit of flubble top going on. Yeah, all right then, cool.
I feel like we've already got muffin top, but muffin I like top. The sound of flubble top more though.
Yeah, a bit of flubble, isn't it? Yeah,
a bit
yeah.
of flubble.
Yeah, six flab. Flab pack. Right, so for Michael a bit, I've just found a few memes on the internet. It's just people, you know what? I feel like dating is just always going to be in the zeitgeist of conversation because of like online
dating.
It's
going to be the what?
In the zeitgeist. It's in the zeitgeist.
The zeitgeist.
It's going to be the zeitgeist.
It's going to be in the zeitgeist.
Is that what? Is that right?
No, I just, it's not something that I've heard, but I like it. I'm just, it's following on from the Germans have a name for everything, right?
Yeah, it's you know, it's going to be like in the, you know, I just feel like it's something that it's something we're always going to talk about, innit?
100%, because I mean? The dynamics are always going to change.
Yeah.
And they're always going to be, oh, my day. Yeah.
Back in my day, you know, you take them by the hand and give them a good old dancing with and that's it. But yeah, like online dating has just meant that there's this whole new kind of area of where the internet always wins, innit? Like, could it?
That's a good way of putting it.
So here's one that I see. Like, just I got sent this, right? So it's just a couple of zingers that I've seen, right? So this is a message. Boop. We broke up nearly a year ago. Boop. Can you please stop playing chess with my dad on Messenger? Boop. It's disgusting. And here's the reply. Boop. Just because I lost the queen doesn't mean I have to give up the king. Oh, like little stuff like that. I just imagine these as real interactions. All right, here's another one. I asked ChatGPT to respond to my friend's ex's apology. So this is ChatGPT responding to someone apologizing, right? Okay. Thanks for the message. Your sudden epiphany is cute, but I'm not here to hand out gold stars for belated realizations. I'm busy rebuilding what you broke. So whilst you're on your therapy journey, I'll be over here living my best life sans your drama. Cheers to growth, but don't hold your breath for my forgiveness. ChatGPT, come in with the zingers. Whoa, there you go.
That was on point.
Yeah, all right, and here's another one.
That was a good response.
Yeah, it wasn't it? Like, listen, yeah. ChatGPT.
Canned response.
Right, and here's another meme that I saw. This is another one, right? So this is, I think this is between, it's probably a girl, I would say, is the first one. Boop. Who's that bitch on your story? Boop. Your competition. Keep your head in the game. You're in the lead at the moment.
Savage.
I just can't. Wow, I can't believe people talk to Falcon
Albert on their toes.
Yeah, jeez, man. So I think I'm so happy that we came for the generation where chirping was a real. Mm. You could talk, and again, we are sound like old people. Back in my day, we used to talk with our mouths, not with our fingers. In the first date. but yeah, man, I love the fact that we used to go to parties and meet new people. Like, even if it was making friends, like talking to, even if it's talking to a girl that you like having a little flirt, nothing happened. I love that kind of stuff, bruv. That just was good, isn't it? Interactions, vibing, cracking joke. Like, you know, I think I hope that the current generation of young people can do a lot more of that because it was so much fun. I'm not upset that they're doing this their way, but I love it, man. I really like it. I mean, love interaction.
It sounds wonderful from an extrovert's perspective, an ultra extrovert's perspective.
As an introvert, I wouldn't really. As an introvert, I'm
gonna get,
really,
brother, you can't say that. You're gonna get so many complaints.
Really? If I say I'm an introvert? Yeah,
100%.
But I'm an introvert though. If I identify as one, then you could. Who are you to tell me that I'm not an introvert? Huh? Just remember, we've got another killer bit coming up. We might be doing, you might be joining us this week actually for a killer bit.
Something. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So yes. It's all about that. Anyway, so those are our killer bits of the week. I think it's time for us to move on to a slightly new section that we haven't done before. Sean and I are going to be quite rude to each other. Time for insults of the week.
We have done this once.
We haven't called it. We just did it. Now we're
calling
it.
I remember we did your mum's jokes of the week.
Yeah, we did. That's got to come back. I'm still recovering from that. Still quite hard. Still recovering from that. My favourite insult was, you look like a before picture. I've been walking around with that all week.
That was a great one.
I've been like Oprah. You look like a before picture. You look like a before picture. You look like a before picture. Okay, it's time for our insults of the week then. This is where Sean and I take turns to insult each other. Sean, as usual, I hope we're still friends at the end of this.
I'm not really fussed.
Okay, cool. If brains were dynamite, You wouldn't have enough to blow your nose.
My favourite sexual position is called wow. It's where I flip your mum upside down. Did I just too strong first?
Wow. Literally. If shoes were clues, you'd be barefoot.
All right. Your mama's so ugly, Scorpion said, stay over there.
You're not good looking enough to be that dumb.
All right.
I mean, you just gone in heavy with the your mum jokes. We should have just started your mum section.
Your mama's so fat that when she takes her shower, her feet don't get wet.
Okay. That's a good one. You must only have two brain cells and they're both fighting for third place.
All right. Your mum is so fat, everyone at the strip club calls her Hitler because of all the damage she's done to the poles.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Is that too much?
Yeah. You make it really hard. You make it really hard to underestimate you. Nice one. You've got it savage, you know.
I know.
And I'm like, I know you are, but what am I?
Here goes. Oh, so I forgot.
If it's another your mum joke, we should just call it. Why didn't we just call it your mum jokes then?
Yeah, because that would mean that all of yours would have to be as well.
Yeah, cool.
But these are the ones that took me the most. Right. Your mum was so stupid, she took a ruler to bed to see how long she slept.
All right, this is the best one I can come with. You could fall into a barrel of tits and come out sucking your thumb.
Oh, that's a good one. Right, this is my last one I got. I'm just spoiling it. All right. What do you call a cow with three legs?
I don't know.
Lean beef.
Yay.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
I don't know.
Ground beef.
Hey.
What do you call a cow with two legs?
I don't know.
Your mum. Got it back in there at the end. Yeah, I thought it wasn't a mum joke.
It wasn't. Just slid it in there. Rawr. Wow, man. And that was our insults of the week. We should have just called it your mum jokes of the week, to be honest, Sean. Thanks very much.
Sorry, man.
You blindsided me with that. That's a proper... So bad, what you did was there was a two-footed tackle out of nowhere. I was like, listen here, Jack. You know, you're so light. You bounce around and you're like, yeah, but your mum. That is hard, man. All right, time for our next part of the show then, which is funky headlines of the week. Have you got one for us, Sean?
Do you want to kick us off?
All right, cool. You better be careful when you're reviewing food online, Sean, because a Nigerian woman reviewed some tomato puree online and now she faces jail. That's right.
What?
A woman who wrote her review of a can of tomato puree is facing imprisonment after its manufacturer accused her of making a malicious allegation that damaged its business. That's right. A 39-year-old entrepreneur from Lagos is being prosecuted and sued in civil court for allegedly breaching the country's cybercrime laws in a case that has gripped the West African nation. Let me just double check. Is it the 1st of April? Nope, it wasn't. That has gripped the West African nation and sparked protests by locals who believe she's being persecuted for exercising her right to free speech. There you go, man. You got to be careful. Sean, I'm just saying, you can't be out here dissing products. You might get put in jail.
I mean, what?
What did she say?
What did she say?
All right. She's a small... All right, there you go. On September the 17th, she asked her 18,000 followers on Facebook to share their opinions about a tomato puree she bought in place of her usual brands, saying she found it to be too sweet. Her post, accompanied by a photo of an open can of Nagiko tomato mix produced by the local company Erisco Foods Limited, sparked varied reactions from the commenters, one of whom replied, "Stop spoiling my brother's product. If you don't like it, use another one and then bring that to social media or call customer service." To which the person that got in trouble, Okoli, responded, "Help me advise your brother to stop killing people with his product. Yesterday was my first time using it and it's pure sugar." So that was the comment. A week later, on September the 24th, she was arrested. So basically, she just said the product's full of sugar and it kills people. To say someone's product kills people and it's food, that is quite a big thing
it
to
is,
say.
It is, but I can understand that what she's saying is sugar is the devil. Yeah. And there's a lot of sugar in this.
Yeah, I mean, that's strong. Sugar is the devil. That sounds quite Nigerian of you to say. Like, sugar is the devil. Sugar is the devil. Yeah, but technically, right, all food kills you. The act of eating and making food actually kills you a little bit. That's why we die. And breathing as well. And drinking water too. So technically, not allowed to stand on in court. We should be our lawyers. She ended up getting banged up. She ended up getting banged up so bad. Sorry, quick digression. That's why I love it so much, right? When I'm watching true crime stuff or reading stories and you hear about these murderers going, I'm going to represent myself. I'm like, please represent yourself. Because you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're about to fuck yourself so bad. Don't, you can't, bruv, there's a reason why there's barristers, lawyers, judges, all that kind of stuff, because we just can't do it, bro. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I would say, yes, but I did know someone, I won't tell you who it is, but I did know someone who did and was praised for their own counsel.
Really? Okay, and did they get off?
No.
So it was like when Andy Joshua just won the other day and he's like, keep trying, bro, keep boxing. Keep trying, bro. Yeah, no, don't quit. No. Good fight. I like the way you like, you've knocked someone out. Yeah, you did well though. You did well. Wow. That's cold. That is cold. I mean, I got off a court case. Like, it was a civil dispute kind of level of court case. I felt like I really got through it all, but the amount of paperwork I needed to do to like even have an argument and a leg to stand on required a lot of help and required a lot of reading off paper, words that I don't understand because someone helped me with it. But yeah. Anyway, legal filing seen by CNN, the Nigeria police force alleged that Okoli used her Facebook account with the intention of instigating the people against Arisco Foods, adding in a statement on March the 7th that she had unearthed compelling evidence from her preliminary investigation. So if she is found guilty, she could face up to 3 years in jail or a fine of 7 million naira. It's about four grand English, or both. So she could do jail time for talking shit about brands. Now, Sean, whilst we are not very close to Nigeria in terms of the way that our courts travel, how do you feel about there being some kind of court-based action if you chat shit about a brand without any kind of, you know, backing? Because she's just said, it's so sweet, it can kill, your food kills people. That's quite a big thing to say. She's only got 20,000 followers though, do you know what I mean? She's not like, I don't know. I just feel like, is it worth?
She's not influencing like the masses.
Yeah. Because Big Food has done this in America, by the way. They did actually take Oprah to court for, say, I think it's something to do with cornstarch, something to do with meats, or there was something where Oprah got taken to court by Big Food. And she won because she had enough money, but they had been rolling over and destroying other people and stuff like that. I can't remember what the story was, but you know, like Big Tobacco, Big Food, Big Fish. There's probably Big Fish as well. I've just made that up.
It's a tough one because I still feel like you should be able to give your opinion, but this is the thing, isn't it? Nothing gets fact-checked now, isn't it? So you can say whatever you want, but people shouldn't be taking things as gospel when you have nothing to back up anything. Should you, You should still obviously be able to give your opinion, be like, I don't like it, it's got too much sugar in it. But you probably have to be a little bit careful about saying that, as you said, it kills people. You have to be, I think you have to be careful with your wording.
Okay, yeah. I always say when I'm like reviewing a product and stuff like that, if I don't like it, I always am very measured with why I say I don't like it, and I always word it as it can be improved here or there. And I feel like that's a fair way of talking about stuff. A few people have been like, "Where?" Because I've got a few friends that are journos, and they're like, "Oh, that's shit." I'm like, "But what is shit about it? Like, one man's shit is another man's pearls."
Especially if it's something subjective.
Yeah, everything. If it's a product, everything is.
Because like for instance, right? If you were to get, I don't know, you got sold a ruler, and it weren't straight, you'd be like,
exactly.
Maybe you'd be like, there's something wrong with this. Yeah. I just don't like bent rulers.
But if the ruler was 1p and all other rulers cost a grand, and this ruler was then you're like, you know what? I'll take it. That's value for money. This is a good ruler. Do you get what I'm saying? I totally agree with you, but I feel like with all products, you've got to be very, very careful. Do you get me? Because people be like, oh, this is shit. Like Eddie Abu on social media, this is shit. Have you seen him with food and stuff like that?
Who's that?
Eddie Abu. I always get it wrong. Eddie, this is shit. I always get it wrong, man. Eddie Abu, this is shit, man. He keeps walking around and talking about food, walking into supermarkets, like this is shit, like all the time. Is it Eddie Abdu?
No idea, bro.
It's Eddie Abu, Abbey, I think it is. Yeah, Eddie Abu, yeah. He's like a professional like weightlifter, gym guy, and he just keeps walking around like supermarkets picking up like processed food. Like, this is not food. This is shit all the time.
Okay.
And I'm like, you need to explain why for some people, they need to understand. But to be fair, a lot of the stuff he does pick up is quite shit. But he picks up chicken legs that are like, okay, this is a bit shit because it's like, you know, not being farmed properly. But compared to this, picks up chocolate bar, this is shit. You get me? It's like his thing. But yeah, man, like, yeah, I don't know, like, imagine, I just think, like, if I'm going to jail, I want to have done a crime that sends shivers down the spines of everyone else in that jail. Do you get me? Like, I want people to be like, what's he done? I heard how he peeled off someone's fingernails and pushed it into their eyeballs. Yeah. And like made them drink coffee so they stayed awake. I don't know. You sat like that. You know what I mean? Like,
savage.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Not, would you go? Well, basically he done an Instagram comment. Bro, I'm getting, what? They'd just be like, yo, Instagram, I'm coming to your cell tonight, bruv. Yeah, let's see if you like this. Yeah? Huh? I'm going to put this on your story tonight. You get me? Bro, let's be honest, though. If you go inside, you want to have legacy that keeps people away from you, bruv. You don't want to be in there on some flipping Instagram comment, bruv.
Yeah, you're right. But also, it's like, do we really think that that's enough to go to jail for? What are we calling it? We're calling it slander.
Slander. They're saying that, you know, it's taken business. It's big slander to say a product's killed somebody.
Defamation.
Do you know what I mean?
Brand.
Defamation of brand. And as we know, Nigeria isn't very morally corrupt or at all. So like a country like that, he's got to maintain its standards. Do you know what I mean, bruv? So you know that's why they're so harsh out there. That's wild though, bro. Like
maybe a little slap on the wrist and be like, you don't be saying, you know, incorrect statements and be more careful. Jail time is a bit strong, isn't it?
Yeah. But check this though. This is even stronger. Okoli, who is pregnant with her fourth child, said she was arrested and sent to jail. And she had to stand in jail and sit on the floor and had a leaking roof in there. So they really are trying to like teach a lesson to people. Listen, we'll put a pregnant woman in jail for the night to get her in. But yeah, anyway, she's flown to Abuja now. She's been held at the police station and then she was actually released on administrative bail when it was finalised. But yeah, and now she's got to go to court, bro. Got to go to court. We'll find out what's happened. I'll do some more research. But yeah, man, don't be talking shit online, yeah? Otherwise you can chat shit and get banged up. You get me? Instead of getting banged. But yeah, funky little story that though, man. You got anything for us, Sean? I've got an earth-shattering one for you afterwards, though. Speaking
have
about
we got,
food and stuff.
Have we got time for one before the earth-shattering one?
Yeah, we've got time for Sean. For you, Sean. For you, Sean. I'll stop time for you, bro. Okay. I'll stop it.
I'm gonna go with this one. Prank gone wrong. A man acts on takoyaki store's April Fool's post and tattoos the logo on his forehead.
Oh my god.
A local takoyaki store named Taragis has stirred controversy. Do you say controversy or controversy?
Oh, depends what mood I'm in. controversy. Yeah.
Controversy. On Facebook, after it posted an April Fool's Day challenge, sparking debates about responsibility, cultural awareness, and the perils of online pranks. Taragis, whose social media presence revolves around trend jacking, as well as social media stunts and challenges, boldly captioned a post that says something in, I believe, a different language. I'm not sure which language it is, though.
Sean's looking at that.
It's like Indonesian.
Indonesian, cool. Trend jacking. So that's where you just basically find out what's hot and do it on the gram.
Cool.
It's got to be in it.
I like the fact that you knew that I didn't know what that meant. I appreciate it.
What is this trend jarking? Or is that like, I call it trend jarking, depending on what mood I'm in. Trend jarking.
So it trend says, jarking. Can you do the challenge for 100K? Entailed hefty reward for anyone daring enough to tattoo the Taragis logo on their body. The Jeez. Allure of quick cash drew attention, but the aftermath revealed more profound consequences. A participant in the challenge took it to heart and inked the page's name on his forehead, becoming a symbol of the blurred lines between humour and harm.
Damn.
He commented on the post with a photo of him having the Taragis logo tattooed on his forehead, saying, "Sir, I message you. It's already being done. I'll wait for your chat." And then he's got like pictures of the tattoo on his forehead.
Can I see it? You're gonna, if you put this in, we can put it in the on the video and it's edited. I want to see this because I didn't know what teriyaki was. I've been googling that. It looks delicious, bruv.
That's not teriyaki.
Not teriyaki. Takoyaki. Sorry. Oh my god, he really did. He could be, if he's trend jacking, that could be pen outline.
There are pictures of him actually getting a tattoo.
Wow.
Meetings.
That is wild, man. That is wild. Takoyaki, though, or grilled octopus balls, originated in Osaka and one of Japan's best well-known street foods. That sounds delicious, bro. Even octopus.
I don't think I've had them before.
No, man. Anyway, sorry.
No,
I'm taking the wrong drink from you. I'm like, takoyaki, delicious, man.
Bro, are you peckish?
Yeah, no, I'm peckish. Yeah, I did have a couple biscuits before the record. But man. I'm not really a big fan of tattoos. We've discussed on the show previously. I don't mind saying it again. I like tattoos on other people. I don't feel to get them because I'm worried about changing my mind. To have a face tattoo for 100K, one, I don't think that's enough money.
I think the 100K as well is in like a foreign currency because they've translated what was being said. So I think the 100K might be like...
Yeah.
$5,000.
There you go. Well, I've just told you what, like, whatever that, how many a thousand naira were, it was like 4K in English. So yeah. Also, can I just say to the listener as well, if it sounds too good to be true, 99.999% of the time, it's too good to be true, isn't it? I've never had a bargain ever in my life. I've had a bargain, but I've never had like a shocking bargain unless it's a criminal bargain. Do you know what I mean? A criminal bargain you can come across once or twice in your life. Things can fall off the back of a lorry and into your hands for a reasonable price. But I'm telling you, 99.99999% of the time, red flag. If something like, for example, I went to buy my like running shoes, right? I love my certain running shoes, right? But I can't ever get the color. Because there's a really plain, boring colour in them that I always want to get, but they happen to be the most popular. I found them on a site for half price, no reason. No reason for them being half price. I was like, bargain. Googled the website, reviews, absolutely horrible. People paid for stuff, it didn't come, it took 2 months to come, whatever. And I'm like, see, that's a bargain, looks great, definitely isn't. Found the price of them on another website, price you would expect. The actual thing got delivered. I know younger me would have gone for the half price trainers.
It's a little bit of a game.
And being disappointed, yeah. I always say with stuff like that, if you're going to go for it, it has to be so cheap.
That even if it doesn't turn up, you're like, nah,
sweet.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Then you can win. It's kind of like when I gamble, like I'm not good with the horses and stuff.
It's the risk reward.
Yeah, man. And I've, do you know what? Funny enough, I have all my friends for like the Grand National. I've won the most because I was just like the name of the horse, like My Face.
My Face.
The horse is called My Face. Yeah, like I think there was one that was called like Panani Nani or something like that. I'm like, yes, all right, put a tenner on that. And my mate put a tenner on it and I did all right. Do you know what I mean? So I'm all over, bruv. I love it. I don't know, like, so what's happened to this guy? Sorry, so where is he at now? So he sent the response to the company on Instagram. Have we got a picture of the completed tattoo or do we not see that? Or is he just trend jacking?
I don't know if that... Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, they feel... They feel, bro, they
let's have a look at this.
They filled it in.
Oh.
Like, they actually filled it in.
That is a shit tattoo as well. That's a horrible tattoo. Can you send that to the script, please, and then we'll put that up. But that is that's an absolute shit tattoo. Not only is it, bruv, not only is it a bad idea, but it's not even like a good tattoo. Do you know what I mean? It's actually pants. It's a really, like, it's a logo that would look good on a can. It's like, it's the equivalent here would be me getting a Heinz Beans logo on my head. Like, you know, like the actual, like the can, like where it's got like the black outline and stuff like that. It's like me doing that on my forehead. That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm trying to think, what's the craziest thing we've done in our lifetime for trend? All right, this isn't too out the box, but I remember when we were kids, teenagers, and we all kind of went through that phrase where we were putting slits in our eyebrows to be like So Solid Crew. That I get. Because we can grow those out. And I felt like it was like at a certain stage, it was like one guy had one slit, someone had three. And then you'd have that one friend that was like, all eyebrows slitted all the way through.
Wait, all of the ones, yeah. It was like razor blades, isn't it?
Yeah, I slightly want that to come back, you know.
What the cut? I've still seen people, like footballers and stuff. There's a couple of young like Donnies and you think, yeah, I remember doing that 20 years ago.
They can do that, but like, I think footballers kind of get caught, like they kind of get like, they can do whatever they want because they're just so well paid. They get away with some ridiculous fashion statements.
Do you want to bring back like a nice border with a little zigzag or something?
So the border, for those that don't remember, is where you like from the top of your head, where if your barber straighten up your hair, you'd have like this little, it was basically a border, wasn't it? Like a little line.
Line inside your hairline. Yeah. So it would be like that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it would go round to the back, and so, then you're like, it was zigzagging.
Yeah, that was it. A little like electrifying, like electric. You did that, didn't you?
I did that at
some
point.
Yeah. I had like proper patterns in my hair and stuff like that as well, like all sorts of stuff. Like,
one thing I never did was I never got like a pattern, just like a random pattern, like in the back of my head. You know, something like, that's one thing I never did.
I got a barber that used to do like this, it sounds so shit, but it looked cool, like chain. So it was like a chain that used to go all the way around to the back.
Well, I don't remember you having
that. Yeah, once or twice. Yeah. Okay. So nice, man. Yeah. I think when we were younger, we found some of the slickest. We had good barbers around us, innit?
Yeah.
Long waiting time because we had no skin in the game. We were young and new to the barber shop, so the barbers weren't showing us respect. Nah. Like
dash you on the chair. What do you want? You're like,
ask what you want, and then go get some food.
I was literally about to say that. The amount of times I was like sitting in the window seat. And my man, and there was times where like I grew my hair out and then I was going to go for like a skin fade and like a one or a two on top or something. And my man would give me like a mushroom and would just duck out and go and get some food. Come back. I'm like looking at the Donnie, he's just there.
Boxing his shoe.
Like watching something. Shouting with it. I'm like, bro, come on.
I remember going when I was young to the barbershop when the cricket was on. Never again, bruv. Never again. West Indies, bruv. Every run. Clippers down, round of applause. Every run.
Damn.
So I'm like, bruv, what are we doing here, man?
We're here for another like 4 hours.
Yeah, bruv. But the trim was trimming though. His trim was always good. But now as an elder, I walk into the barbershop and I jump straight in the chair. It's all organized correctly. But yeah, man. I used to like that. Like, I used to like going to get a trim, man, when we was young. I feel like it was a social event, innit? Yo, should we go get a trim?
We did. I mean, we used to go, what, 4 or 5 of us sometimes, innit?
Yeah. Nothing better to do. But like, do you know what, good old days, though, innit? What'd you do today? I got a trim.
We went and got a fresh trim.
Yeah.
And then like went to like Queensway or something.
Yeah, Whiteley's. Went to Whiteley's. Walked around with our fresh trim.
Yeah. Don't cause some trouble. Yeah. No trouble.
We were people trying to cause trouble with us. No, but it's good times, man. But yeah, so what's happened with this guy, with this takoyaki, which, well, Sean, I just want to go for takoyaki now. I can't lie. It looks fucking delicious. I've Googled it.
We'll come back next week with... talking about these.
Yeah.
It just says here at the end that this incident serves as a stark reminder of the potential consequences of online pranks and the importance of considering cultural context and sensitivities. This website is currently attempting to get in touch with the man who had the logo tattooed on his forehead to get a deeper understanding of his side of the story and to help clear his involvement regarding the issue.
He's a fucking idiot, man.
Yeah, I mean, bruv, is there any amount of money that would make you do that?
I'd have to find out how long. Thing is, because you're going to get it lasered off, right? But it still shows when you've had it lasered off, it's like an outline, isn't there? Like
it's
a scarring.
Not, it's not going to look good, innit? And you can't get a cover-up. You can get a cover-up, but a cover-up is just, what are you going to get on your forehead that's going to look all right?
It's got to be enough for me to invest in something so that I have enough money coming out of it for the rest of my life. That's what it's got to be. So I've got a fight. I don't know what it'd be.
But if someone dropped me like 500 mil.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll walk into that nicely. I'll get a tattoo anywhere for that. 500 mil. Put a cock on my head for that, mate. I'm joking. I'm joking. 500 mil.
Yeah, I know. It's 500 mil, but it's your face for the rest of your life, man.
Yeah, but my bank account for the rest of my life. I'd get that. Do you know what? For that, you could get lasered off and you could get a makeup artist whenever you want to go out to just come and show you how to do a cover-up job on your forehead and you'll be good to go. 500 mil, Sean. Sean, yeah, but I'm your mate. You would be encouraging. If someone says, put a cock on my head for 500 mil.
If you were going to give me a tenner, then I would be like, bruv, crack on and go and get a cock tattooed on your face.
If you were like, Marcus, I've got a dilemma. Someone's got 500 mil for me and I've got to get a wild tattoo on my forehead. I'd be like, Sean, for the goodness of our team, go and do that, bruv. We'll support you. We'll walk with you on the streets with this wild tattoo on your face.
Well, and you're going to just get it lasered off and then you're just going to have a slightly less HD version of a cock tattooed on the front of your head the whole time.
Bruv, imagine how many hats could I buy? I could buy hats for the rest of my life, bro. I'd be wearing hats everywhere. Sorry, mate, the dress code in here isn't... Hold a grand. There you go. I'm wearing a hat indoors now, bruv. For 500M, Sean. Sean, that's changing generational money. That's good. If you're talking 1M...
No, I'm not doing it. Of course, I'm not doing it for 1M, but if I ain't doing it for 500.
You can do it for 500M.
I don't know, man. I'm just like...
Sean, 500 million pounds. You don't have to ever... Bruv, whatever you're wearing, wherever you are, you're dressed correctly now. Whatever you do, you're right. You're Bruce Wayne rich. You are... I've just bought this restaurant, Rich. You could do anything you want.
You could, but I would still have... Okay, I'd have to get some next cover-up, but I'm like... I don't know, it's just mad.
Really?
Is that just me being vain? I don't know, I just don't...
I think you need to see the cash. I think if you saw a room full of 500M in Sterling, if you saw that cash, I think you'd take one sniff of those dirty put notes and you go... It's just a tattoo. It's just a tattoo, you know. No one could chat to me ever. Why have you got that in your head? 500M. Really? So as your mate, would you be like, Marcus, man, I thought more of you than that.
No, as I'm saying, like, for me, that would be a win-win. If I got any money from it, and if you had a cock tattooed on your face for the rest of your life, that's a win-win for me.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? Because every time I see you, it would just be hilarious.
Lend us a tenner, dickhead. Always. Right. It's good to know where I stand with you, Sean.
Okay, no, you know what it is? Like, try and come up with a figure that is on the cusp for you. You're like, I think it's
more important for us to find that for you, because if 500M isn't enough, I mean, the next level's like £1 billion.
Yeah, I do. Oh, it's just wild.
Everyone has a price, man.
Yes.
Everyone has a price. And from the worst.
Who the fuck am I? If you were my kid, then I'd probably do it for 500.
She was like, what, 50 quid? Right, so we'll finish with a little bit. This could get mind boggling, so we'll be quick.
Okay, let's do this.
Scientists in this world, Sean, with war, hunger, famine, same thing, uneven distribution of wealth, pain, suffering. Scientists tossed 350,757 coins to prove a theory that coin tosses aren't 50-50. That's what scientists have done.
They did what? They tossed?
350,757 coins to prove the theory that coin tosses aren't 50-50. So, you know that the saying that 50-50, well, flipping a coin is 50-50, right? These scientists are out here trying to disprove it. It turns out that this is not true. It's not a case of head I win and tails you lose. This revelation comes from a pre-registered study which recorded the results of 350,757 coin tosses that suggested that in fact there's a tiny bias when flipping a
Why
coin.
Why did they stop there?
One, because it's an odd number, but 350, because it's a big number. I suppose it's the big enough number to sound grand.
And if they were like, do you know what? I reckon we need another 757 coin tosses to make this a legit study. I don't know.
They could have just stopped at 350,001, innit? But they went out, no. 757 sounds cooler. The study involved 48 people with 357, you know the amount of numbers, from 46 currencies. After all of this flipping, the researchers found that the coins had a 50.8% chance of landing on the side that, guess the side? It started on. So if it starts on the heads, more likely to land on the heads. 50.8.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. You can flip a coin whilst it is. That's the way
I think they've started. I think they started flipping it from their thumb when it was like flat. They've done it. They've not.
Oh, so there are some constraints on this test.
There is. Apparently, it's down to a theory called the Diaconis model, which researchers use to claim that coins are more likely to land facing the same way when the coin toss begins. The paper explains, according to this model, precision causes the coin to spend more time in the air with the initial side facing up because it starts with its face up.
Therefore, if it's flipping, because it started with... Okay, so it's like going first at something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly that. Or having more exposure to something, like quite literally. I get it, right? I understand that. But like, at the same time,
I do hear your sentiments about like there's a lot of other things that probably need a bit more time and money.
People are dying, bro. Yeah, but also with this, right? Because it's a 50-50, you'd have to carry on flipping coins forever to prove that 50-50. Like it could just be that at this moment in time, 350,000 in, we've not.
Yeah, but with anything, you've got to take a sample size of something. Yeah. You can't do like, it just has to be a representative. So you can't just do like 10 and be like, yeah.
Exactly. But you could argue that 350 isn't close enough to the infinite number of flips that we need to really prove this thing. So which is where I start getting a little bit philosophical.
Okay.
And where I show that I may have an extra brain cell, but I'll burn it out with that bit of thinking right now. But yeah, man, I just feel like it's cool, but... Do we need this science? I don't know. Honestly, I've read it and I've been like, where can this science help us?
See, this is more legit than when I see some sort of beauty product on the TV and it was like 67% of 42 people said that it made their skin feel softer. And I was like, that's the sample size that you chose, 42 people.
Yeah, because really it was 420 people, but they ignored the 90% that said it had no difference. They got that 42.
Cut them out
and we're like, you know what? We want to hear your opinion again. Talk to us. Yeah. That's a weird number, isn't it?
Do you know what this is? Always makes me think as well, is that sometimes I see these kind of stories where I'm like, hey, how did they get it accepted? Yeah. For the funding for these experiments. Cause they're like, oh, with all this stuff going on, what is it that the next thing you're like looking into, like curing this type of cancer? And they're like, we're thinking about coin flips. Right. Stay with me. So we need about half a mil for this study. It's going to take X amount of time. And then people are going, oh, this is really going to be helpful to what? Like you're saying there, I mean, is that going to be, it could be potentially useful for some theoretical equations?
I think it could be, Sean, an elaborate scam. Because I put to you, what happens to the coins after they finish flipping them? I'm just saying. I don't know what the currency is, but 350. I know
someone's making a trip to the Bureau de Change.
This could be the scam we're looking at, bro, where someone has the heist. This could be the heist of the century, where someone steals 10 grand in coins. Because what happens to the coins afterwards? I mean, if I was a scientist doing this study at a party and someone asked me what I was doing, I probably wouldn't tell them about this. Let me probability.
Would you be embarrassed about this?
I would be.
Interesting.
Come on, man.
I would probably be more excited to tell people. They'd be like, these idiots gave me all this money to do this.
Yeah, in fact, you know what? Let's get to work right now, right? Let's flip a coin a few times. Yeah. I mean, do you ever use a coin flip for anything? I use a coin flip for like sometimes if I've got two dinner places I want to go for dinner, especially like on holiday and stuff. You don't know where to go last day.
Interesting.
Two places, I flip a coin.
I don't.
You know,
it's not something I do.
Live that rock and roll lifestyle.
I don't. I will try and make an informed decision. And usually what ends up happening is I just go with my gut. Like my gut will be like, I don't know why, but the other place maybe looks better, but I don't know this one. And I'll be like, it's this one, isn't it? This one.
Sometimes I just go with what's open and closest to me. That's sometimes a great option.
Yeah.
We've done that. I remember when we went away once. Yeah. We went away once and you guys were like looking for a place to eat. And I think we just found a Burger King. And by the time you guys, we were all starving. And by the time you guys had sat down and you were like, just getting your starters, we'd already had like so much food.
There were other reasons why that happened. I was like, it's mainly me, you know. I'm out on a lad's holiday being like, yo fam, I'm not eating no gluten, yeah, and no dairy, and you lot are like, I just bread.
I'm really stupid. Could you not have had a chip? Would the chips have been gluten violating? Would they have been?
No, I could eat chips, but I just if they are hungry, wanted to eat like a proper meal with not just chips in it.
Yeah.
I wanted to get some of my veg in and
chips were nice though, you know.
Oh, Burger King.
Yeah, I love Burger King. Burger King fries were banging. Burger King fries. Do you know who's spruced up their fries recently? KFC. Have you had them?
No, we spoke about it.
Bro.
They're not bad.
I liked them, man.
They're not bad. They've got like a Cajun piri-piri dressing like thing on them. Because they were, let's be honest, they were the wackest chips.
They're just wet chips.
I don't want to go prison.
Yeah.
They were still chips. They wouldn't have killed you.
Right.
They were still okay to consume, but they were my least favourite chips. Okay, I just need to make sure that we're clear on that and I'm not going to get arrested.
You might just get community service for chips. You get me? Community service for chips. But yeah, so now that KFC has spruced up their chips, and I got to say, bruv, they're nice, they're crispy, and that Cajun flavouring is popping. Mm. I still like a Nando's fry as well, you know. A Nando's chips is good.
Well, if you get peri 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 salad.
You have to, yeah. And some Pyrenees as well.
Some Pyrenees.
Can you tell that I'm hungry?
Yeah.
I think it's time to get out of here. Thank you for listening to How to Kill an Hour at How to Kill an Hour on all socials. Loving the vibes on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all sorts of places. We're on all social medias, but we're most active on those places. I'm at Marcus Bronzy everywhere. MARCUSBRONZY. Where can we find you, Sean?
Sean SEAN. Yeah, that's
it's been a good chat, man. I look forward to talking about our killer bit next week. It's going to be moist. It's going to be
Agua.
Hydrational. Get me. It's going to be inspirational. Anyway, be in your ear soon, yeah? Peace.
Nice one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.